Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We could leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out.
You know, the song comes on, and I got a little word because of that email we got. It wasn't about this song, but we got an email about a song that we can no longer play because somehow, somewhere, I want to know the logistics of this. This is very behind the scenes, breaking some fourth wall stuff, I guess, maybe, but take you behind the curtain. Like, we got an email about a song. In fact, it's not like I can't mention the song. That's not part of the email. Never mention the song again.
I don't know. They seem litigious.
It's true. Can I even mention the song or the fact that they even contacted us? Who knows? I didn't get that direction, so I will do it. We got mention of – we got a email from, you know, the guy, Joe. I mean, Joe sent an email to us about not playing a song anymore because someone somehow found it in a podcast, and the copyrights said, hey, that doesn't belong to you. You can't play it. We're going to come after you if you do. It was the Space Jam song from the original movie.
It was the song from Space Jam.
I can't even get
the Quad City DJs.
Yeah, the Quad City DJs came after somehow, some way. Of all groups, was it this Quad? Yeah, I was thinking, was it the movie company or was it the Quad City DJs?
It had to have been like Warner or something.
Yeah, it could have been. Do they like Quad City have that type of power? They can listen to stuff and have the time to do that?
I don't know. Well, maybe they actually had an intern, you know, summer intern, just, hey, listen to all these podcasts.
Let's see.
It had to have been some sort of AI thing, though.
It had to be.
How they found it, because I think in the email, it's two. The two instances in which it was played are two shows that no longer exist.
Yeah. So what? So the final result of it was we had to scrub a couple podcasts
of again,
shows that no longer exist.
Inactive shows.
Yeah. So it was fine. But so how did? So someone was digging through our archives of shows that no longer exist. Yeah, you're right. They had to.
It had to,
it had to be AI.
AI.
It just going through everything, and they found these two.
Think about how many hours that is.
Yeah, who would they employ to do that? That's like, what am I doing? Are you trying to kill me?
I'm having to listen to sports talk radio.
Oh, not just sports talk.
Old.
Old. It's not even current sports talk. It's old sports talk. Listen to this and see if you find anything that we can you know, send a sternly worded letter or email about. Yeah. And now. If you're hoping for the Quad City DJs, the Space Jam song, to ever be heard on these airwaves again, you're out of luck. Never can be heard again. I'm trying to think of the context of why the song was played initially.
Yeah, I'm sure. It was just
maybe someone mentioned
basketball segment.
Yeah, probably. Pick a basketball song, and someone picked the Quad City DJs.
Wrong one.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Wrong one. Let's hope the NFL never gets or ESPN never gets too picky about the NFL primetime music, because I don't know how we would do football segments.
But aren't
like
we in ESPN something
or
other?
No, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
That's true. Yeah. So the
NBA on NBC, though.
Michael Buffer. Buffer is litigious, too, because we used to play.
Let's Get Ready to.
It's Bump. It was a pump up song for the Astros. It was a song, and then it had his Let's Get Ready to Rumble tag on it.
I don't know
as well.
We can say the full. He's also very litigious.
I know. It had his tag on it. Now the song itself wasn't the problem. It was pump the jam, pump it up, pump it. But it had his particular tag on it and Jock Jams, and it was over. Somehow, some way, he found out about it. So if we want to play the song, which we've had done since then, we don't have the Jock Jams version of it. We just play the original song. Maybe they'll come after us, too, at some point. But who knows? So,
what a look behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Jock Jams, I guess it's not really – it's Michael Buffer. Never mind. I was going to say, that's a litigious genre of music.
It is.
The fact that the Space Jam song and now Pump Up the Jam have caused us issues.
Anything with jam in it, watch it.
Yeah.
When it comes to music.
Pump up the jam.
So, Michael Buffer, we hear you, buddy. We followed your directives. We don't want that smoke. We don't want it. But let's talk about the Rockets. The Rockets are in the midst of finding out and, you know, going through the evaluation of who they want to pick. The running joke on this show is, why is Gen Z Rex Chapman the choice for a lot of mock drafts? And reading this article about why Reed Shepard could be the choice, it doesn't make me feel great. It talks about him being a great shooter. We know the Rockets have a deficiency there. He can be a playmaker when called upon. But according to this question and answer segment in the Chronicle, if you're taking him this high, you hope he can be a full-time point guard to go along with the shooting. The problem for Reed Shepard is he would be a small guard. He's in the 6'2 range. And so are you willing to take someone you're probably going to have to convert to point guard to give him minutes at a position he could possibly thrive at number three? He's not a true point guard. He can be he's been a secondary playmaker. And are you using the number three pick on that? This is my caution for that. Shooting, sure. But there has to be more upside than he can knock down a shot when given the opportunity. Is he going to be able to create those shots for himself? On the NBA level, is he a guy who can break down a defender when he needs to? Or is he more a distributor at the point guard, not a playmaker, and you're going to have to run stuff for him to get him looks, set screens for him, run him off picks? These are the questions when you have a guy that size and you're thinking about drafting him number three. He's athletic enough. You know the vertical. We all saw that stuff. You know, surprisingly, a surprising vertical, Sean. Why was it surprising? No one's going to really get into that because it's funny to me, but people aren't going to tell you why they're surprised by it. They're just going to mention that they're surprised by it. So
yeah. It's wow. Sneaky good athlete.
Yeah, like Cooper DeJean. Surprisingly, surprising athlete. But
surprisingly fast.
Yeah, all those things. But, you know, the official Wikipedia stuff has him at 6'3". I've seen them. People point to 6'2 as a size. 6'3", 6'2". Still not great size for a guy you might position as a two guard. Point guard, you can get away with it. So Reed Shepard is there. But, you know, the most of it is if the Rockets want to trade that pick to fast forward things. But if they don't, Reed Shepard could be the pick. That one, I don't see the major upside. You're taking a bit of a role player who you hope can become something else at that position. I will be concerned. So that is one of the guys that you can look at if you're a Rockets fan leading up to the draft, which is in now 8 days. Start reading up on him. Maybe you like size. Donovan Clingan is another guy that was discussed in this Chronicle article. The rim protection, the ability to add size to your lineup. Dusty Rhodes. Okay. Okay, Dusty. We'll get to you in a little bit here. The Clingan thing is intriguing if you think there's more to Şengün's game and you think you can play them together. I'm not taking a backup center at three. You can't do it. It's almost like wasting the pick. And I understand this draft isn't looked at as something that's going to change the trajectory of your franchise by taking the pick. Maybe you can use the pick and someone else overvalues that particular spot and a player. You can dole that out with one of your other players and go get yourself a trajectory-changing current player that's already in the NBA. So I don't think the Rockets are in a tough spot. It's great to be at three. You get a player, if you do use it, that's better than what you thought, considering where the Nets finished. But I think there are question marks all around by making selection. There isn't even a Jabari Smith in this draft, where clearly that's a guy who could have gone one depending on what another team liked, but falls to you at three. There's none of those guys here. And that's why there's still a debate about who's going to go number one. So it's a great draft because it's not your pick. But if, like, the Rockets were bad all year long and they got the number three pick in this draft, it's like, ugh.
Yes.
It's not a great reward.
They've had a weird amount of lottery luck where it's not like they've been super lucky, like they get the Wembanyama pick or they get like the number one pick. But the first year they had to be in the top four to keep their pick, and they were able to do that. They pick two and get Jalen Green. And then, like you said, the Jabari draft, even last year's draft, they were pretty lucky to just be at the top of those drafts where you can get a Jabari Smith, you can get a Amin Thompson. This one would have been a tough one to be bad, to win 20 games and be like, congrats, man. Here's Reed Sheppard.
Or you
no
be,
offense.
You can be the Pistons and be bad. And
get the fifth pick.
And then fall lower than you should have in the draft, in this bad draft.
Yeah. It's like, hey, maybe one of the French guys falls to you. It's like, sick. Love that.
Great.
Recherché.
Yeah, we get the French.
Love it.
We get the French guy in this draft. Cool.
Yeah, Sarr, the other French center.
Great. Good stuff. There may be some concern because the Spurs, who pick behind the Rockets, are targeting Reed Sheppard. And I saw one report, and you know, it's all speculation, that Reed Sheppard's people would like the Rockets not to take him so he can get to San Antonio. So 2 years in a row, some kid doesn't want to play here, allegedly.
Also cool, Reed Sheppard.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Great. You want to be in San Antonio.
You're
going to
be the one calling the shot.
It really, and by the way, even if that's what you want, it really hurts us that you don't want to be here. Yeah, but, you know, we saw Wembanyama shaking his head or, like, doing a little, yes.
Fist pump.
When he found out he wasn't going to go to Houston. Reed Sheppard, if for some reason there was a camera on him during the lottery process and he knew he was a top two pick and he was like, yes, not to Houston, I'd be like, all right, buddy, cool. That one wouldn't hurt as much.
I'm just picturing the world in which
someone was looking at Reed Sheppard and trying to figure out his reaction to where he might go. In a world where Reed Sheppard was the consensus number one overall pick, think about how bad the draft would be. And there are some people talking about him maybe going number one just because, I don't know, maybe. Who
I mean,
knows?
It wouldn't be crazy.
It would be crazy.
Because we're talking about him as a sure thing to go either three or four.
Yeah.
So it, by definition, would not be crazy if he goes number one.
At this point, considering no one thinks much of this draft, someone fell in love with him and took him at one,
Spurs,
but they traded up to get him.
Yeah, the Spurs might trade up to get him. Because maybe the Wizards want to get him.
This is where what's happened to my game, Sean? What happened to the game I love?
It's a bidding war for Reed Sheppard.
Oof!
I saw. I just cannot believe that all of Rockets Twitter just immediately fell in line with it has to be Reed Sheppard and this crappy draft.
I've said it before. As much as Jalen Green has taken flack, have some shame. Jalen Green, about the Astros, but Jalen Green was a number three overall pick. No, two.
Two.
Jabari Smith was a number three overall pick. Guys.
In those good drafts. In those drafts, there was a big, like, is it Green or is it Suggs or is it Mobley? Like, there's different camps among the Rockets fan contingent. Because in the Jabari year, everyone thought that they're getting
Paolo.
Or it was, but even in the top three, it was, do you want Paolo, Chet, or
Jabari? Yeah.
Even this one, it was like, Miller, Scoot, Amin Thompson, like one of the twins.
Sure.
Cam Whitmore even was one of the guys that they're getting talked about to pick four. And then this year, it's just everyone's like, man, Reed Sheppard would be awesome on this team. It's like, wait, can we – I'm just asking Rockets fans to have some imagination.
Broaden the horizons.
Just have some imagination. Just
think about a different option.
Imagine if Saar or Richache or one of these other – if Stephon Castle or what, just one of these other guys. Just I just want to see someone – I want to see another camp. I that's what I want. I want internal strife among Rockets Twitter.
About this draft?
About this draft. Just, we all can't fall in love with Reed Sheppard. That's all I'm asking. Don't all fall in love with Reed Sheppard.
Don't have a consensus about an undersized shooting guard who wouldn't, who as it stands, wouldn't start on next year's team.
He didn't start on Kentucky.
And who may not have a role on next year's team as far as real minutes when you think about the backcourt rotation. Guys, let's have a difference of opinion. Imagine this, a consensus on Reed Sheppard. We talked about it. He let that dude from Oakland outplay him.
Yeah, Golkey.
He let Golkey outplay him in a tournament game. What are we doing? Dusty Rhodes, I'm making you wait mostly because you called in as Dusty Rhodes. Like, if you're a legitimate real name caller, you have a topic of conversation, we'll get to it as quickly as possible. But if you're Dusty Rhodes, you can wait. We're going to talk to this version of Dusty Rhodes when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios is the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Welcome back. We were having a discussion about who actually was the best player on the Kentucky team. You know, Rob Dillingham and Reed Sheppard are options in the top 10 of the draft. Meanwhile, poor Antonio Reeves, who was shooting nearly 45% from three, over 50% from the floor, 20 points per game, and 6'5", by the way, is probably a second-round pick because he's old. 6'5", good shooter, but old. So we can't have that in the NBA. We don't want old players who play well, nearly 24 years old. So
there's no place in the league for 23, 24-year-olds.
Yeah. You know, too old. Never mind that.
How old is Jason Tatum, by the way?
26, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, but he was like 19 when he was drafted. Okay. So that's what matters. Dusty Rhodes. I don't think it's that Dusty Rhodes, but we'll see. Dusty Rhodes wants to talk to us. What's up?
Hey, yo, it's Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, daddy, 800 pounds of blue-eyed soul. I just wanted to know, would you consider me an ally if I believe in my body, my choice? Just want to know.
You're asking me when that particular phrase isn't about me. I can't speak for women in that regard. You'd have to ask a woman, Dusty, and ask them.
But that was the real Dusty Rhodes.
It didn't sound like him. And then it kind of disintegrated into Ryan. But yes, it started out. That's generally how those impressions go. You've been working on it. The first couple words sound like Dusty, and then you turn into yourself. And that was Ryan. Particularly the My Body, My Choice stuff. Ask a woman in your life, Dusty, and see what they think about it. I'm not the person who can answer that for you. Just not my bag. It will be irresponsible. And this show is full of things that are irresponsible. But it would be particularly irresponsible for me to answer that question. It's better than the Juneteenth stuff, though.
Get ready for tomorrow. Oh. Full board tomorrow.
Ah, crap.
You should take it off.
Why can't you come in? You look at the calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, to celebrate Juneteenth. It's like, no,
just avoid.
I don't want to deal with the nonsense for 5 hours.
Yeah, just avoid the mentions of Juneteenth. I get enough nonsense with John and Lance. I don't need any more. So I appreciate you, Dusty. Anyone else want to mimic a days gone past wrestler? You can. Razor Ramon, Jake the Snake, Sting, whoever it might be. I don't want anyone current. Keep that CM Punk stuff off my show. Is he still in wrestling?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Roman Reigns beat it. What do they call themselves again?
Or head of the table?
What's either they're his enemies or he's part of it.
There's Bloodline?
The Bloodline. Keep the Bloodline off the show.
Whoa.
I want old
Uso,
school.
Not allowed.
Wow. I want old school. If you remind me, you want to be Triple H? Welcome it. You want to be Shawn Michaels? You want to be X-Pac?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
The Dudleys, they're allowed?
Yeah, even the Dudleys, yes. Sure. If you have a Stacey Keibler impression, keep it. That doesn't appeal to me at all. But that era of wrestling was my era. This new stuff, it's cool and all, but I ain't watching.
This TikTok era of wrestling. Do people have that? Do people do the?
I'm not sure.
Back in my day,
I'm sure WWE has a TikTok account, and I'm sure the wrestlers all do too. Just not for me. I need the era where we would openly objectify women, put them in swimsuit videos, and pretend like it's okay.
How do we know this character is a bad guy? Put him in a turban.
That's right. You want to be racially insensitive? That's my era of wrestling. You want to tell a woman? You want to put the boss in real life and the boss in the show of wrestling in the ring and have the woman do a striptease? That's what I'm about, because that's what I remember as a kid. Great, great entertainment for children. Hey, long-legged blonde woman, put on a schoolgirl outfit and strip for the boss in the ring in front of 20,000 people.
As part of the show.
As part of the show.
This is an actual abuse of power. This is the show.
Because, of course, the actual abuse of power will come out 20-plus years later, even though we all knew what was going on anyway. Shout out to the women who fought back. You didn't let me finish.
Okay. Shout out to Mr. McMahon, the character.
And
the
shout
man.
Out to Fubo, who, with the, I was, now I'm switching to soccer. Turkey scores a great goal. Of course, you can't find it on Fox Sports 1 because for whatever reason, they won't put the summer soccer on. So I had to switch to Fubo, and a great goal in the Turkey versus Georgia match. We call that a worldie, even a banger. Turkey goes up 1-0 about, I don't know, a shot from about 25 yards out, beats the goalkeeper. So we got a banger to start the day's action, as I believe Turkey goes up 1-0. They're both red and white teams. I can barely tell with this screen, but I think Turkey goes up 1-0. What would the Turkey fans say? At least what would they say in English, Sean, after scoring a goal in the Euros? I put them on the spot.
We did it!
It would sound different, but that's the gist of it. They did it. They did it.
We did it!
And don't call us stiffs.
Hey, let's not relive the ugliness of months gone past. Please. Ben Franklin wants to join the show. Sorry, Ben. Like I've said before, if you call in with a fake name, I will make you wait a little bit just because. You want to call in with your real name, I'll get to you as quickly as possible.
We prioritize the clock over nonsense.
Yes.
Just barely.
Just barely, because, I mean, it's kind of a departure from how we normally react to things, but I am setting a standard. Fake names, which means nonsense, you have to wait.
Real names
will get
shortest
you.
Wait time in the business.
That's right. And Turkey just scored the second goal in a matter of a minute. So Turkey up 2-0.
We did it!
That's right. Turkey did it again. Great start for what is something a lot of people can't watch, because, of course, we're going to put the games on a specific service that not a lot of people have, but we do. We have it here.
I don't know if I have it on this.
You don't, because you have that Fubo.
You only have it on that
particular
TV.
Yes, in the entire building, the only TV who has Fubo is one provided to us by our engineer, who happens to have a Fubo account. So we get to watch Fubo in here. I don't know if he did it because he was prescient and knew that Fox Sports was going to make an awful decision about their big event of the summer. But shout out to AD for getting that done. And now I get to watch Turkey. And now there's a goal check, because there always is. Turkey may be up 1-0, or maybe that guy was offsides. Ben Franklin, we'll get to you when we come back. But first, I want to talk about a real person. And these are you guys. And Billy Brown, the owner of Aqueduct Plumbing. Plumbing is an issue. Plumbing issues can be real, real trouble. You don't expect it. Goal's been disallowed. Sorry, Turkey, about that. I guess you didn't do it. But Billy Brown will do it if you have a leak. His contractors will help you with repiping. Repiping sounds like a big deal, and it is. You don't want that dirty, stinky water in your walls from a leak or just coming out of your tap, your faucet. You don't want to bathe in it. You don't want to wash your clothes in it. Take care of those rusty, dirty pipes with a repiping brought to you by Aqueduct Plumbing Company. I mention them quite a bit because they're the experts in it. They've done over 1,000 repipes. And they can do it for your home as well. But if you need a smaller job, they will do that too. Whether it be leak detection, or maybe you have a problem with a tap. They do jobs big and small. They help on the plumbing fixtures as well. And the best thing about them, besides the great work, is the free price quote. Just call them, 281-488-6238. You can tell them the problem. They'll give you a quote, and then you can figure out what you want to do next. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com is the website. Go to AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea. I mean, you're not actually in the studio, but if you watch ESPN Houston's YouTube channel, it's kind of like you are. No, not really? Okay.
We've had many people call on this show. We just had a wrestling legend call in and ask a question that I couldn't answer because it didn't pertain to me. We also have had legends of Houston, but now an American legend, one of the, I guess you would say, forebears, people you point to and go, "With we wouldn't be America without them." Ben Franklin calls in to the show. What's up, Ben? You want to talk basketball with us, Ben Franklin?
Yeah. Look, man, for real, my name really is Benjamin Franklin. I don't know what the crap my parents were thinking other than naming me after my dad.
Okay. I take it all back, so, what I said.
Well, and I'm black, too, so, I mean, I don't know. So maybe that makes it more real because I'm black. I don't know. Nobody would want to name their kid Benjamin Franklin other than after my dad. But, no, I do have a couple questions, question and statement. Basketball, why does Max McClung not get run in the real NBA and not the minor leagues? Because I would love to see him Vince Carter that thing and maybe clown somebody in a regular season game or something. But the kid can score, though. I don't understand why he don't get run. And then my second statement question, do you think the pitch count has finally killed the complete game no-hitter, complete game no-hitter? Do you think it, after what happened to Blanco, I'm thinking that it's probably dead, and what are the odds that anybody gets a complete game no-hitter this year? Because, I mean, in my opinion, I think it's dead, you know, because of the pitch count. But what do you think?
Well, I will mention that Ronel Blanco, I know what you're talking about, he only went to seven. He does have a complete game no-hitter earlier this year. It was very early in the year when people still had hope for the Astros. He was the bright spot coming up. Was it right after the sweep against the Yankees, Sean? Was it the game after?
It was in that first week, right? I don't know if it was the game after, but it was – no, it probably was the game after because that was a four-game series, and he was the fifth starter.
So, probably the first win of the season. Maybe we just go by Ben from now on because every time Sean puts up Ben Franklin or an intern puts up Ben Franklin, I'm going to just think it's a fake. So we're going to call you Ben from now on.
He gave me his first and last name.
I'm not blaming you.
I didn't think that was his real first and last name.
I'm not blaming you, but yes, anytime we get one of those names, we just assume it's fake because generally we don't get last names from people.
What are the odds that someone named Ben Franklin calls him?
Hey, Ben, we appreciate it, man. Call in anytime you want. But if you don't want to hold longer than you should because I just assume it's a fake name and you get treated a certain way, just tell him your name is Ben. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. As far as Mac McClung is concerned, he's an undersized guard who – isn't really a point guard. And yes, explosive. We see it in a dunk contest, and he's been good in the G League. But I think that he might be one of those guys in baseball terms where what do they call it? I don't know if they call it quadruple A, but he's right in the middle. He's a guy who's maybe too good to be a G League career lifer, but ain't good enough to be an NBA player considering his size and his limitations as a shooter.
Undersized, sneaky athlete.
Don't drop the reach. That's
sounds bad. Like Reed Sheffert to me. He just came out in the wrong draft.
Well, Reed Sheffert looked at as a better shooter than Mac. You think if Mac McClung was in this draft, he got drafted, period, right? No, he didn't get drafted. You think he gets drafted in the top 10? That's how bad this draft is?
Reed Sheffert has had Photoshop edits of him in a Rockets jersey for 3 weeks now.
It's true. It's true. You know, Mac McClung.
He's being whiteballed. That's what's being happened.
Mac McClung is?
Yeah.
Then what? How does that explain what Reed Sheffert is doing? He ain't being whiteballed.
He's a different kind.
See, I love when I take apart an argument from you, and you're like, yeah, well.
McClung, he has an obviously Irish last name.
Oh, you think it's that type of issue?
Yeah.
Keep the Irish away from our sports?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what's happening. Why else are there no Irish superstars in the NBA?
I mean, there's an explanation.
No.
I'm not sure it's prejudice against the Irish. I wish there was more prejudice against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish of maybe not Irish people in general.
How dare you say this the day after the Boston Celtics win a championship?
That's my point. More prejudice against teams who base themselves around the Irish.
Yeah, yeah.
The Celtics, just, the Fighting Irish.
Are just funny little clowns for a guy to dress like a leprechaun for and dance for the other white man.
You know what? You can burn Lucky, which is with their mascot, whatever the hell they call that kid at Notre Dame. I don't know what they call that mascot, but throw them both in the garbage. I wouldn't mind it. Hmm. I'm sure he has a name. I just don't know what it is.
I also do not know how
awful my year will be if the Celtics and Notre Dame win a title?
Does Miami play Notre Dame?
No, okay, they do not. But it's not one of the ACC matches for Notre Dame because, you know, we get to play Cal in Berkeley.
Sweet.
That's great.
Love that.
Yeah, that's great for a road trip. But Mac McClung, he's small, doesn't shoot the ball very well, is explosive, probably would find himself as a star in the international ranks. But he wants to be an NBA player, so I respect it. We'll see. He's got to improve the shooting. Not sure that's something that's going to be done at the age of 25 years old. But, yeah, back to your Blanco thing. He does have a no-hitter. But the pitch count certainly is an issue.
It makes it more rare.
Yeah, guys, they're not going to value a no-hitter over the health of one of their starters, and the Astros need all the help they can get from their starters. So I would understand if they're a little cautious about guys, particularly a guy like Blanco, who hasn't pitched at a high level really ever before this year as far as number of innings and consistency-wise. So it makes sense that if the pitch count is up there, they're going to pull him. And yes, Ben, we're going to call you that. Pitch counts do matter quite a bit. Makes it rare, but not something that's impossible, as we saw earlier this year. So we got distracted by actual sports away from what Sean had put together. We are going to compare in the next segment. We're going to compare Jason Tatum's "We Did It" with KG's "Anything Is Possible." Sean pointed out, we're talking 16 years to the day both these things happen. Jason Tatum fully in internet culture and meme culture because I missed it, but he pulled the people were wondering whether we would ever win it. The thing Kanye did when he was at an award show and he won a Grammy or AMA. And he said, "I guess we'll never know. We know Alex Bregman did it after they won the ALCS. Corey Seager did it to mock Alex Bregman after the Rangers won." I mean, not the ALCS. When the Astros won the division, Alex Bregman has done it. Corey Seager's done it. Now Jason Tatum has done it. So we know he's fully into recreating things from internet culture. And he did it with Kevin Garnett. We'll play that when we come back. And Sean, I don't know if you're going to be the deciding vote because maybe we feel the same way. But if anyone else wants to call in and wants to play it and decide who's done it better, we can have that conversation when we wrap it up. We'll also discuss we've been talking soccer because Turkey and Georgia has been a really entertaining game. Too bad, as I said, Fox decided not to put it on their normal television. Got to find it on Fubo. It's 1-1 already. A back-and-forth matchup between two teams a lot of people don't know a lot about in international soccer. But so far, they've provided one of the more entertaining matches through 40 minutes. We're going to talk about Landon Donovan. Landon Donovan made an appearance on Fox Sports. And normally when we talk about former U.S. stars on TV, it's about ripping them because of their commentary. Lexi Lawless, he is at the forefront of people saying, "Shut up." In fact, I saw someone with a mug that said, "STFU, Alexi," while they were watching Lexi Lawless. I don't know if Lawless is a legend, but he's made a name for himself as being on that 94 team that when the World Cup was here. He's made a name for himself beyond that. Donovan is an American legend, but guys who have not been, applauded for the commentary. Now Donovan has a different issue that we're going to talk about when we come back. Plus, who did it better, Tatum or Garnett? One more segment to go here on the show. We'll be back.
ESPN 97.5.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. This is generally the time, unless there's like a real prevailing topic to get to, we get into more nonsense than we normally would. So if you missed it, yesterday, Landon Donovan was calling the France game against Austria, and before the game, they had him down on the field before he went up in the booth, and maybe Landon Donovan had a deal with the director, or he thought he did, where, hey, let's not visually show what's going on with me. He has attributed his look, if you missed it, look, Landon Donovan, as a young man, was losing his hair. This really isn't about that, and If he's trying to combat it, cool. You know, a hop, skip, and a jump from Germany is Turkey. And maybe he thought, I'm going to go over to Turkey. And I mentioned this because in a text with one of his friends that he gave his friend permission to put out there, he says, I had hair transplant surgery 2 weeks ago. I was told it couldn't be seen on television. It's just a bad look. Wish they would have told me this was going to happen before it happened. So if you missed it, it looks like they cut a piece of hair from his donor area and we're going to put it on the front. You don't really see evidence that they actually implanted it, but it does look, he has a look like a cut where a haircut, like they grab stuff from his donor area and we're just going to put it in a spot where he needed it. So he's looking crazy is really the point. Just type in Landon Donovan on Twitter and you're going to be able to find what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, he looks nuts.
It's wild. I didn't know if it was some sort of haircut gone wrong. Like, that's what it looks like. It looks like he was trying to get a haircut or trying to do something.
And he stopped whoever did it because they were going to a point where he thought there was a point of no return.
And now part of his hair looks like the state of Florida.
Yes.
But no, this was a donor issue or a transplant issue.
This is what he's saying.
I don't believe him.
Now,
this looks ridiculous.
The timeline would suggest maybe come up with some better planning. You know you're going to be on TV.
It's the only time he's on TV.
Yeah. No one's looking for you at any other point. In fact, you could go most of your time wearing a hat if you wanted to, if you were doing this surgery. So he's saying he got it 2 weeks ago. You know, even if that's the case, you know there's going to be swelling, bruising. He didn't go to Doc Linville. So there's going to be a lot of issues with the implant area. So how could this be possible? How could he think he was going to get away with being on TV 2 weeks later after the transplant surgery and say, you know what? I was told no one was going to be able to see it. And you can't even tell that there was a transplant, like in the area where he would want it fixed. You just can tell there's an odd haircut going on in the background on the back of his head.
Yeah, there's no evidence that his hairline has been moved.
Touched at all, yeah.
Which would, if I was in Landon Donovan's shoes, that's what I would be focusing on with my hair transplant surgery, would be to move that hairline to a spot that I, Sean Mapes, do not remember Landon Donovan ever having a strong hairline.
You have to go back to almost pre-debut for the U.S. Like I said, it happens to people. It's not even really a shot of Landon Donovan. He's a guy whose hair has been not great even when he was young.
Plenty of room for a header.
Oh, see, look at you.
I'm just saying, that's to paint a picture.
And maybe the biggest goal of his career was a header against Mexico in that second round.
True.
Now he does have...
Good thing there was no hair to get in.
Oh, man. Like, Cristiano has plenty of hair. He's a great header. You're just being flagrant right now. That's what this is about. Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the best headers of a soccer ball of all time when it comes to scoring goals. Plenty of hair. What you're doing is wrong. Yeah. You're taking shots.
Donovan's not Ronaldo.
Yeah. But so you think because of a lack of talent, he needs less hair to head goals in?
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, just because Cristiano can sky through the air and get these headers. Landon's a little more groundbound. So he has to get the edge where he can.
Nah, I'm not going to play in that man's face, even though he can't hear you.
No, he's just got it.
That's wild.
It's a sweet spot.
He scored in a big moment, even after 2002, in the 2010 World Cup, where they were in that perpetual state where they needed a result to qualify after a mediocre first two matches.
To beat, like, Algeria.
They had to beat Algeria, and it was coming down to the wire. And he scores that big goal and gets into the second round. So I will always respect
–
oh, you see, you're – I'm always going to respect him for that moment. It was one of the best moments in U.S. soccer history. Of course, we would forget it was against Algeria after you couldn't get a win against Slovenia, I think, the game before.
It happens. You know? just like getting a hair transplant surgery apparently 48 hours before you're going to be on internet or
national television. He said two weeks, not 48 hours. That is why I don't I don't believe it. Either he's an awful planner or they only took stuff from the donor area and haven't implanted it where he wants it. Because it doesn't look like they did. But that's his reasoning. He talked to his buddy. His buddy put out the screenshot of the text, and that was his reasoning. And my response, you're lying. You're lying, Landon. I don't believe it. I think there's another reason, and maybe it's just simply a bad haircut, which is reasonable. You know, a lot of people are saying, come home.
Yeah, Zidane, famous header, completely bald.
Well,
it was a header into an Italian man's chest, but still.
To be fair, it was a famous header. And to be fair, Zidane took a while, too.
Yeah, he did.
He had the Friar Tuck thing going on, and then he decided at some point, you know what, this is ridiculous. I'm going to be famous and rich no matter what. Let me get this done. And maybe, but Donovan has chosen a different route. It just appeared on TV. And people are taking him to task, but he has a reason for it. If you believe it, so be it. The one other thing we want to get to in our final segment is compare and contrast between Jason Tatum's championship-winning moment and Kevin Garnett, which we think inspired Jason Tatum. Celtic, 16 years to the day, same court, same framing. Let's hear the original, which a lot of people believe was simply done for an Adidas ad, because isn't Adidas... At the time, what was their slogan? Anything is possible.
Impossible is nothing.
Impossible is nothing. And then Kevin Garnett, an Adidas athlete, said this.
Kevin, 11-time All-Star, League MVP, Defensive Player of the Year. Now it's time to add to your resume, NBA champion. How does that sound?
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
And the assumption was he screwed up what Adidas wanted him to say at the time. Now, Jason Tatum, who doesn't have any tie-ins with Adidas, he's a Nike guy. He, in the same situation, said this.
It's a surreal feeling. We did it.
So even in a regular tone, and then he did the repeat. Kevin Garnett did the same thing. Anything is possible. And then he yells, anything is possible. He repeats the same cadence.
We did it!
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
All right, man. Respect the title. Appreciate the accomplishment, but everything beyond what's on the floor from Tatum, I ain't gonna have. I can't deal with it, man. I will acknowledge he is a great basketball player. You want to get into the top five debate? He's not top five, but whatever debate you want to get into, cool. You want to have that debate about what he can be at some point? I'm down for it. But the extracurricular nonsense, the Kobe stuff, the Kanye quote that he reproduced after the win yesterday. This!
We did it!
What are we doing here? I don't know levels of corny. Let's go top five levels of corny. Where do we rank him when we start ranking athletes? Can he be original? Can he?
We did it!
Can we just be you, man?
Anything's possible!
Jeez. God, we got a call. I don't know if someone wants to talk about it. We can get into it, but is there an original bone in his non-basketball playing body? Is there? Caller's gone. Is there?
Yes, there has to be. Because I believe in him as a
human
being,
that there's something
sentient.
In there.
I didn't have a lot of evidence for it last night.
No. He's just talking in memes. He's just talking in memes. You having a rich, say something, anything about how great it is. You know he was 16 years ago. This happened. If I get the chance, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Come on, man.
We did it!
Oh, my gosh. Someone's got to talk to him. You are an NBA champion. Enough. Figure it out. And, you know, Jaylen Brown, everyone's like, he's so well-spoken. He's so smart. He thinks about things. He's a guy who could be like a president if he wasn't a basketball player. Jason Tatum, child of the internet, completely. There's nothing about Jason Tatum that suggests he could be a statesman. Man, just win your title and get out of my face. Thankfully.
Just get out of my
face. Just get out of my face. Golly. Be better, Jason Tatum. You got all offseason to figure some stuff out about yourself. And the one thing you should not repeat is talking in meme culture. Talking in memes. I'm a child of the internet. Older than him, but I am a child of the internet. And you know what I've decided to do? Not everything I'm going to do can be wrapped up in a Vine. Shout out to Vine. Very old school. Compared to TikTok, at least. We're done. And what does that mean, Sean? If we're ending our show, what does that mean?
We did it!
That's right. Quant and George up next, followed by the Killer Bees. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
We did it!
ESPN 97.5.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.